Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look at this headline on Infowars.com. It's emblematic of everything we're facing. Imprisoned journalist Barrett Brown loses email privileges for talking to Infowars.com. He's in prison for reporting on WikiLeaks information. And now he talks to Infowars.com, and so they tell him, you're banned now from talking to anybody. Just disappearing into the electronic gulag. Then I have this headline. Coach posts an article and some comments that weren't even threatening to his lordship, Barack Hussein Obama, on Facebook, and loses his job. Talk about totalitarianism. It's only intensifying day by day. Now, that said, I'm going to do my best to calmly go over all this today. It's absolutely must be covered. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us for 30 minutes in the second hour to break down his expert take on the Iran situation and what he thinks Israel is going to do. He has a lot of high-level contacts in Israel, to say the least. Meanwhile, Israeli official, military action against Iran still possible. That's Associated Press. There's a big push in the New York Times. We told you this was coming after the suicide kamikaze pilot over in Europe last week. The German air pilot. Now there's a push for planes without pilots and, of course, cars without drivers. That's in the stack here. More lies from Brian Williams. We have video. UN climate change official says we should make every effort to depopulate the planet. The story's on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com right now. Colorado diverse discrimination says yes to gay marriage, no to Bible verses. You cannot make that up. They're saying that they'll sue you, the state will come after you, if you don't make a gay events cakes. But if you want to refuse doing Bible verses, that's A-OK. See, it's all selective, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the IRS persecuting the Tea Party and veterans groups and Christian groups. It's in the news today. I have it in the stack. Norquist book, IRS Assault on Tea Party Saved Obama's Presidency. Shutting down political competition. Very creepy. Even if I wasn't a libertarian or slash paleoconservative, I would be against the persecution of a political group by the state. I mean, that's the ultimate danger historically, and we're living through it yet again. That's just some of what's coming up. We'll look at cult moles revealing secret government plan to cut cell phone service and take over the internet. We told you about the Obama kill switch 6 years ago. It's now in Ars Technica today. Of course, Ron Paul did attend Rand Paul's presidential campaign launch. He has launched his campaign. He didn't do it at Jerry Falwell's old college. He did it at a private party. That's certainly big news, and the attacks are coming in big time. They're attacking Rand Paul on Media Matters, MSNBC, CNN just this weekend. Without even paying attention, I've seen two clips online associating him with me and his father, as if that's something bad. Ron Paul brought Rand Paul to the dance. And I got him a bunch of punch and danced with him. So I don't even care if Senator Paul's people don't want him on the show. I haven't even really tried. He says he'll come on. What I don't like is the neocons trying to brainwash him into running away from his libertarian base that many polls show he's the only guy that could beat major Democratic candidates. There's a reason the system's attacking Rand Paul. They're scared of him because he's a really good guy.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the info. War. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Cam, this is William Klein. He was wrecking an office.
But I just wanted to meet them face to face. I wanted them to admit what they were doing.
Who is they?
He was in the office of the Trilateral Commission.
The Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, the Trilateral Commission.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
The Trilateral Commission is a private organization founded by David Rockefeller in 1973.
You see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
Rockefellers, come back. We don't want your new world order, you know?
Rockefeller, we know what you're doing. Your new world order will never come in.
We're not your slaves. We are not your slaves.
You helped start the Trilateral Commission, and you've been to the Bilderberg groups.
There is such a thing as insidious influence.
I'm telling you, our whole way of life as we know it is in jeopardy.
I appreciate that.
But I have the documented evidence. It's all in there. Show him.
Its most notable members include George Bush.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Are you happy for the millions of deaths you're part of? People know. People are waking up to the reality of this, Mr. Bush. You piece of shit.
Dick Cheney.
I think that what needed to be done was done. I think we were perfectly justified in doing it, and I'd do it again in a minute.
One of the things
Mr. Cheney.
You got to figure out.
Bill Clinton, Henry Kissinger, Madeleine Albright.
I think this is a very hard choice. We think the price is worth it.
Now, you remember at the convention, everybody thought it was going to be Ford for Veep. You know what happened?
David Rockefeller just picked up a phone, put in a call. Hey, Ronnie, forget Jerry, it's George. Bye. So, no matter who won in November, they had their man in the White House.
David Rockefeller founded all the major UN groups. Their family gave the UN the land. I mean, this is the global empire. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promise of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we would have been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the work is now much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
What would you call that little 2-minute, 50-second promo intro piece that Rob Dew, our news director, put together? Barney Miller destroys David Rockefeller? And that's a show from, is that the late 70s or like 1981? I guess it had to be like 1981, 82, because it was talking about the 1980 election. But, of course, that was the big debate back in 1980. I remember John Birchers coming over to the house and ranting around the dinner table with my parents about the exact things you just heard. Because it's true. And you notice 35 years later, 36 years later, the world government, the global corporations running things, freedom being destroyed, world government being set up, it's all naked now. But I love how we can take some predictive programming like Barney Miller. Do you think they were criticizing it or hiding it in plain view or discrediting it? Or maybe trying to get the word out? You'd have to watch the whole episode to decide that. But regardless, now we can show David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski and others on C-SPAN admitting the plan for planetary world government and insidious influence. And we can play CNBC clips. In fact, dude, you did a great job on that video, but why don't you add the clip from CNBC where they go, aren't we all just slaves to international banks and to central banks? And then maybe show the Financial Times of London saying, and now for world government. And maybe a Time Magazine article, world government's the answer. Just for the weaker minds out there who will see that and say, oh, you kooks thought it was happening then, and you think it's happening now. There is no world government. Obamacare cuts your prices. Obamacare, national deficit going up, lowers the debt. 2 + 2 = 100. We've got some other promo intros that are new coming up today as well. Dr. Jerome Corsi, a political scientist and economics professor, will be joining us in the third hour today to give us his detailed analysis on what's really happening with the Iran deal. So Dr. Corsi joining us today. Other than that, we'll have open phones. Let me just go over some of the headlines here and how they correspond. And this is not in the order of top story to the least important. There's just, my head is spinning looking at these stacks. And so I'm just going to begin in kind of the order as my eyes fall upon it. Warmongers hit Rand Paul with slander campaign as he announces presidential run. And we have a clip here put out by a John McCain PAC. John McCain has announced he is running for the Senate again. And John McCain, who never saw a war he didn't love, is behind this new 30-second ad called Sanctions Attacking Senator Rand Paul, who launched his campaign today. Here it is.
The Senate is considering tough new sanctions on Iran. President Obama says he'll veto them, and Rand Paul is standing with him. Rand Paul supports Obama's negotiations with Iran, and he doesn't understand the threat.
You know, it's ridiculous to think that they're a threat to our national security.
Rand Paul is wrong and dangerous. Tell him to stop siding with Obama, because even one Iranian bomb would be a disaster.
Those are the same type of ads that were run against Barry Goldwater in the early 1960s that got Lyndon Baines Johnson elected right after they killed Kennedy. And of course, Barry Goldwater was just like Rand Paul, spoke out against the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, world government. He would have been way better than even somebody like Ronald Reagan, who was pretty good on many fronts. But they ran ads like that out of context. He went on in that interview, because I know he said similar things here, Senator Paul, that we have 10,000 nuclear weapons aimed at them, and if they use it, it'd be suicide. And that if Israel wants to attack them, that's their national prerogative. That's what Ron Paul has said, but that we shouldn't be involved, and we shouldn't have aid to Israel or Egypt or Saudi Arabia or Pakistan or anybody else. He is a libertarian constitutionalist, and now Bloomberg has the headline, GOP hawks set to ruin Rand Paul's big day. By the way, these are the hawks that pretty much fill the Obama cabinet. It's all on the surface that they're really fighting with Obama. If Iran gets out of line one bit, that will give them the excuse at the UN to get the authorization for military strikes, and they want that to establish the UN as the boss. That's why they don't want Israel hitting them now. They want to make it look like that they have really given Iran all the sail they need, all the rope they need to hang themselves. And there is a double cross against Saudi Arabia going on right now, and they've got their own lobby here in the U.S. It's in the news that they've given tens of millions to Hillary through her foundation that she then uses for her campaigns. It's totally illegal. But the Saudi Arabians are bankrolling Hillary Clinton and Obama. And so on the surface, it looks like Obama's siding with the Iranians in these civil wars, but that's not really what's going on. It's a double, triple cross. There's no honor among thieves, so we'll be looking at every angle of that today. I'm going to get more into Rand Paul, quote, I'm running for president. Then we're going to get into, quote, this is why the U.S. just lost its superpower status, according to Larry Summers, who, of course, heads up Harvard and who is the main architect of the current economic derivatives fraud. I mean, there are a lot of people involved. But if you got to point to one person, it's Larry Summers that got all the laws changed, heading up the Economic Council for President Clinton. And now they're claiming that China's Economic Development Bank and the way the U.S. handled it signals the end of our hegemon. That's not what's happening. The globalists are transferring things into a trilateral global plan where three trilateral systems, the U.S., the Euro, and China, the European Union, the Americas Union, the Asian Union, will compete with each other on who can accelerate globalism and global governance faster, claiming that if you do that and transfer power to your trilateral head, there's three of them, uno, dos, tres, tricycle, then you will be dominant in the global government, and then, of course, they just merge all three. They wrote that in 1976. Those are public trilateral commission documents that anybody can read. The plan for the trilateralist world. And he says the U.S. is going to lose the race for global dominance because we've not accelerated our trilateralist plan, which was the trilateralist plan to get us into a trilateral system, which is really a UNO system, a unified omnibus system, and then everybody competing within the global system as they phase out the yens, the yans, the euros, and the dollars into a global SDR. I mean, boy, I tell you, I could spend 5 hours on this one article. You read this, it's sick. It's out of Zero Hedge. It quotes the London Guardian, a bunch of other publications where he's giving quotes. And he put a letter out that was published. Time U.S. leadership woke up to the new economic era by Larry Summers. They maneuvered us into disaster and then say give them more power and control to fix it. It's classic. Absolutely, totally classic. Now, let's look at the attack on free speech when we come back from break. And who are the real totalitarians, censors? Who is really seeking to end free speech as we know it selectively in this country? Who are the real threats to a true liberal society and the founding fathers' view of liberal. More land, lower taxes, more control over your life, more room for free speech, more diversity, more ideas, more voting with your dollars.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs. Just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. No political correctness. Teacher, dark sarcasm. Leave them kids alone. Imagine if they set me up for talking to a whistleblower like they did Barrett Brown, journalist. Where is the media rallying to his aid and other persecuted journalists under this reign of terror against the First Amendment? whether it's churches or journalists. The First Amendment is in tatters. And meanwhile, imprisoned journalist Barrett Brown loses email privileges for talking to InfoWars. We've talked directly to him in prison, had him on the broadcast, and now they have terminated him being able to talk to anybody and have specifically cited that he talked to us. I can't imagine going in one of their gulags for 10 years like he's been sent, and then you can't talk to anybody. That's another hallmark of a hardcore tyranny, is that prisoners can't speak. And is he a violent prisoner? No. Is he in a supermax? No. He's railroaded. And that should send a chill up everybody's spine, but not a chill of cowering, a chill of resistance. If anybody out there has ever had somebody try to mug you or you're walking down the street and a couple of bullies are going to try to beat you up, and you get that chill up your spine, that chill of your body turning on, getting ready to stomp some heads. See, that's fight or flight, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get into the fight and not the flight. We've been running long enough. That's how we've gotten in so much trouble. Let me give you the headlines here. A chilling stack of censorship. Just today. Washington Examiner. This is on drudgereport.com. Norquist book, IRS assault on Tea Party, shaved Obama's presidency. The administration ordered persecution of the Tea Party, which is admitted. I mean, they admit that on MSNBC. They admit the felonies. Shut down the movement in time to save President Obama's reelection and starve Republican Mitt Romney of the 4,262,000 votes needed to take the White House, according to an explosive new book from tax foe Grover Norquist. In the end, the IRS before it ends us. Again, in the IRS before it ends us, a clarion call for a newer, fairer tax system. And then he goes over all of it. And it's absolutely true. Now let's continue. See, that's the thing about these tyrants. It's just going to grow and grow until they selectively shut everybody down they don't control. And then they'll start shutting them down, too. These predatory systems don't end. That's why Money Magazine and Forbes, one of them did 30 different, another one did 50 different CPAs. It's a perennial article that publications do where they go out and give the same tax return to 30 or 40 or 50 different tax preparers, and they get different answers every time. You can't find a CPA that'll even take the business write-offs that are there. And they tell you, you got to go to one of the big Arthur Anderson firms connected to the Beltway and pay them $30,000, $40,000 per quarter if you got the money, and they will certify a tax return just with the loopholes that are there. If you don't get certified by them, I've talked to top tax lawyers, you will be SWAT-teamed by the IRS for taking the exemptions you're supposed to get. Because those exemptions aren't for schmucks like me and you. Dumb slobs that put up with the tyranny. They're for the big boys that don't pay taxes. Who was the famous billionaire lady? She said, taxes? Rich people don't pay taxes. Those are for poor people. Let's continue here. Colorado's reverse discrimination. Yes to gay marriage, no to Bible verses. Oh, yeah. You can teach five-year-olds how to, you know, be a woman, five-year-old boys, or how to fist or other things that kids shouldn't know about or I didn't know about until I was an adult. I didn't even talk about it on the radio. That's what they're teaching five-year-olds. Anal sex, you name it. How to masturbate, you name it. You know, that was 20 years ago with Jocelyn Elders. Reach down. Help them. Remember that old perv? All of this is going on. Bibles are being taken away from kids in schools, saying it offends people. You have a right to do whatever you want in school as long as you don't force it on someone. But they're forcing their agenda. But then you want to go to the same cake place and say, you know what, I want a Bible verse. Oh, sorry, can't have that, see. In a new bizarre twist, not bizarre, it's totalitarianism. People keep going, man, the left is not very liberal. Because they're not leftist, folks. These terms mean nothing. They're a criminal gang. With the Republicans working with them at the top. In a bizarre new twist on the religious liberty front, Colorado officials, not servants, have determined that bakeries must cater to proponents of gay marriages, but not legally obliged to decorate cakes with Bible verses. We're going to tell you about that when we get back. Coach loses his job after posting an open letter about Obama. It's just all coming up. I got a whole stack on that front. And then we've got major medical and health news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doing,
good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And, of course, he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of
of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
From the front lines of the information war, I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday worldwide transmission. I took off yesterday because I came in Thursday and Friday after my surgery, and then it just hit me this weekend. I was exhausted and slept a lot, spent time with family. I had a hernia surgery last Wednesday. It went very well. It's done well. Haven't had any problems, praise God. I go see the doctor Thursday in the morning. I'll be live Thursday. It's just I'm going to go see the doctor, make sure it all went well. But thank you all for your prayers. But that's why I wasn't here yesterday. David Knight did a great job. I listened to about 2 hours of the broadcast right along with you. And I tell you, on some levels, I think he does a better job than I do. I think it's a good mix. I was sitting out by the local community pool with my children, and I was listening to the rebroadcast of it at about 5 o'clock, and I had it on my iPhone. And it wasn't even playing very loud, but there were a married couple and their kids sitting about 3 lawn chairs down from us. And they said, that man, the lady, attractive lady, she goes, that man has a very soothing voice. I went, oh, that's David Knight. Yeah, he's the host of Infowars.com. She goes, oh, really? How do you listen to that? And I said, well, it's on this local station, but here's the free app. I'm just always promoting liberty. And then somebody else goes, yeah, I've heard of that show. Isn't that guy named Alex Jones? And I'm sitting there going, I don't know. That's the fun part about radio, is that a lot of people don't know what you look like. So you can kind of go under the radar. But it's just good. David Knight is married, though, ladies, and happily has 3 children. But I do notice that women, period, when they hear his voice, they go, I really like his voice. So I guess David Knight has the thing with the ladies going with that voice. My voice is a little the opposite. The opposite of soothing, a bit grating sometimes. Well, I can actually be soothing to the ladies. How you doing there, baby? Oh, yeah. Might need to help you out a little bit there. Yeah, just come on over here and sit on this lap. All right, I'm joking. I'm going to stop right there. I'm out of control today, and I apologize. It's just good to be amongst the living and on the green side up. Let's get back into the serious news before I get into the military news that dovetails with that real Game of Thrones intro that Rob Jacobson did a great job putting together. So I just mentioned Norquist book, IRS Assault on Tea Party Saved Obama's Presidency. And it just continues. The open persecution of tens of thousands of mainline Christian groups, Tea Party groups, veterans groups, libertarian think tanks, everybody got audited. I mean, I don't give the enemy attention. I guess I should make a big deal about when they do, but we had all sorts of loving little agencies, federal, popping up over here. I just laugh at them. And then usually the feds or the state people that come by are just like, look, Mr. Jones, I know who you are. My son or daughter likes the show. I listen to it. I just am here doing my job. Please answer the questions. And I say, you are part of a rebel alliance and a traitor. No, I say, look, we all know why you're here, so just whatever. But that's what goes on in this country. But a lot of people, they actually indict, they shut up, they grab bank accounts, and then they admit on MSNBC, yeah, we're doing this to shut down the Tea Party. Why, it's racist. They deserve it. Of course we're targeting the Tea Party. In fact, I remember playing those clips here from about a year or two ago. We ought to find those clips of Maddow and others going, of course we're coming after you. You're racist, horrible groups collecting money. That's why they had the Pentagon tell the folks at Fort Hood, you cannot be part of the Tea Party or we'll basically, well, not basically, they said, we will discipline you up to court-martial. Up to and including court-martial. In America, you can't be part of the Tea Party because we said so. And, man, I knew 5 years ago the talking points on even mainline conservative radio were bashing the Tea Party. And the Republican leadership has been raising money against the Tea Party. That's all you got to know. And then you've got the fake neocons, the rhinos, the hawks, the socialists. Media Matter spends more time attacking Rand Paul than they spend anybody else. Why? Because he's viable. and he reaches out to libertarian liberals who are anti-war. And in so many national polls, he's the number one guy to beat Hillary, even though she's now kind of a dead duck in many ways. But let me tell you, that zombie can rise again, because when you're already dead, you know, you can never be killed, I guess, politically, they say. But that's why they're coming out after Rand Paul. And they've got a whisper campaign in the libertarian right wing about he's not really good. You know, he's not perfect. You know, he said that if somebody tried to blow Israel off the map, we'd defend him. Why, that Israel worshiper. While the Israel lobby comes after him. He's just trying to be a moderate libertarian, and he is a veritable angel compared to a John Boehner or Hillary Clinton. But people in the Patriot movement love, at least some of them, to be manipulated by the globalist and to demand someone be absolutely above even their standards. That's one reason we're in so much trouble. He's helped shoot down the gun bills. He's trying to promote true sovereignty. He's trying to do just so many good things, end the national debt, reverse all this garbage, stop all these illegal wars, and that's why he's got the whole establishment against him. Meanwhile, Colorado reversed discrimination, yes to gay marriage, no to Bible verses. That's in Breitbart.com, up on Infowars.com. In a bizarre new twist on religious liberty front, Colorado officials have determined that bakeries must cater to proponents of gay marriage, but not legally obliged to decorate cakes with Bible verses. You know what? I think you advertise that we're an inclusive restaurant, have some symbol, maybe an L for libertarian. Or you say, no, we are nitpicky and obsess over who we're selling to. I mean, I didn't know you sat there and really paid attention to what you were doing. I mean, I'll be honest. If I owned a cake shop and somebody had, like, you know, F the N-words, I'm not going to do that cake, because there's a good chance I'm being set up. So that's why we have the discrimination power. They act like discrimination is always a bad thing. You go to a restaurant, the food's terrible, the service is bad, you discriminate. That's what discrimination is. You look at a woman, you discriminate off of her looks, and then once you get to know her, off of how she behaves. Same thing with a man. Women discriminate, they admit this in every study, off how much money you make. That women find that number one, the most attractive thing, is prestige, power, and money. We don't need Tony Montana to tell us that. That way you get the money, you get the power. You get the power, you get the woman. Let's stop lying about what most women are looking for. Men are looking for looks and positive behavior, happiness, somebody to get their back. And women are looking for cash and power. The only thing that satisfies women long term is power and prestige. Most of them shoot for the money, and it doesn't satisfy them. But that's the number one thing they're looking for. In a bizarre new twist on the religious liberty front, Colorado officials have determined that bakeries must cater to proponents of gay marriage, but are not legally obliged to decorate cakes with Bible verses. Hey, you want a Bible verse with the Quran on it? You want a Bible? You want a cake with Bible verses? You want a cake with the Duke University Blue Devils? I'll do it. You want one with the Badgers on it? Or the Woodchucks or whatever Wisconsin is? I'll do it. But you want something with the F word all over it? I'm not going to do it. People got to have the right to say no to stuff. And you know what? You got a right to say no to Bible verses if they offend you. And you got a right to not do a cake with two guys kissing on the cover of it. Maybe your kids work at your bakery. They're trying to ban child labor. I forgot. Christian activist Bill Jack has denounced a decision by the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Regulatory Agencies, which found Akur Bakery in Denver not guilty of discrimination for refusing to bake a cake adorned with Bible quotes condemning sodomy. I mean, don't worry, bakery. The average American doesn't even know how to read, much less know what sodomy is. Last March, Jack went to the bakery and requested two cakes be decorated with biblical messages. I requested two cakes, each with a shape of an open Bible. And the first cake requested one page. God hates sin. Psalms 54, 55, 7. And on the facing page, homosexuality is a detestable sin, Leviticus 18:22. Hey, and don't worry, they've already started banning Bible verses in Canada and the UK. On the second Cato requested one page, God loves sinners. On the facing page, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that one was refused as well. Hey, refuse their cake. I'm going to refuse yours. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now. If somebody showed up here at this office and they said, I am a Satanist and I worship the devil, and I want to work in your organization, I would say no. And I'm sure they'd sue me. I mean, it's just not compatible. And that's what this is coming down to, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not into people that are into screwing other people over and taking advantage of people and being predators. You want to be predators like that? I want to break their necks. I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't need to be around it. The truth is, all the people that want to be evil are nothing compared to good people when they stand up to you. So I don't want to be around you. It'd be like having a rat run around in the presence of a trained dachshund or something. The rat isn't going to do too well. But see, these cowards want it one way, where they can force feed their Satanism to our kids, and that's what it is. And then we can't even have our children armed with a Bible in their bag. Let's move on to the next censorship. Coach loses his job after posting an open letter about Obama on Facebook. A Maine lacrosse coach lost his job when he posted a letter on Facebook criticizing President Obama. A Maine lacrosse coach lost his job when he posted a letter criticizing the president with an unflattering but accurate description of America's Muslim heritage. Scott Lee told the Conway Daily Sun last month he is politically minded conservative. I thought it was an interesting letter to Obama and his current administration, who are not paying attention to Israel and focusing on Iran, he said. And whether you agree with this guy's view or not, he has a First Amendment and he can publish this separate from the school. Did it violate policy? Was it him naked? Was it him in Playgirl? Was it him selling drugs? No, it was his view about a president who's very unpopular. Even if he was popular, it'd be protected speech. But it's political correctness. Lee, 48, coached the boys' lacrosse team at Freiburg Academy. And see, they can audit you, they can fire you, they can come after you, they can ban you when you're in prison from having speech. That's what this administration's doing. They can keep you from having Bible verses on a cake. But then let their protected groups have free speech and have agencies defend them. Independent secondary school that serves a wide, diverse population of local day students and boarding students from across the nation and around the world, according to the school's website. School's founded in 1792. The newspaper reported that Lee said he shared the letter with his personal Facebook page and resigned 2 days later. He said the athletic director, Sue Thurston Howell, Buffy, dearie, there's no free speech here in America. He said the athletic director, Sue Thurston, told him he had a decision to fire him had he already been made before he had chance to meet with school officials. Freiburg Academy head of schools, Aaron Mayo, said, "We prize each young person we enroll as an individual, and we prize the diversity they bring." So, see, he can't criticize Obama. That might hurt the feelings of a Democrat. See? And I've just got stacks more of this. Oh, AP. Fraternity announcing legal action against Rolling Stone and their fake rape story they basically knew wasn't true but fit the narrative that all sex is rape. I mean, I went to college, folks, for a few years, and I didn't see any rape going on. I saw a bunch of people having a really good time and doing some things that probably weren't too healthy. Drinking too much, and I see a lot of sex. That's why I'm not up here on some high horse lecturing everybody. But it doesn't need to be pushed on children. Sex, period. Heterosexual, homosexual, I don't care. But remember the whole lacrosse team thing, too? with the black stripper. Turned out they hadn't laid a hand on her, folks. It was all made up, but it fit a good narrative. A bunch of white men raping a black woman. Truth is, they weren't racist. They wanted a black stripper at the basically mainly white fraternity. It's just insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, you're not going to have racists getting a black stripper. Fraternity announces legal action against Rolling Stone. And it's just, it's constant, folks. 99% of the time, I was about to say 9 out of 10 times, but quite frankly, there are very few cases out of, let's not exaggerate, there's got to be over 1,000 on the air 20 years I've seen of this. I mean, I see one every couple days, every week at least, with a black church burned down or a swastika or a cross burned or a postal worker hung or a, what do you call them, census worker hung. And then it's almost always a suicide note, but it doesn't matter. Then it turns out that it's a black student, a white student, a Jewish student. More often than not, just a white student wanting to get a bunch of liberal attention, doing it to their own biracial or whatever, multiracial fraternity. But, of course, the media always runs with it like it's true. Swastika scrawled across Northeastern U campus in Boston. Oh, yes. And, of course, you can bet it's fake. I'm betting right now it's fake, just the latest. We're going to be right back with some key news. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Will it be any easier on you now?
Will it make it easier on you now?
You got someone to blame.
You got someone to blame.
Not a big fan of U2, but I am a fan of Johnny Cash. Me singing U2.
One life when it's one need.
He only started doing covers about 2 years before he died. Did 4 or 5 albums of them. Everything from Nine Inch Nails to Metallica songs. And I tell you, I just love Johnny Cash. It's mainly spoken word, but you just feel how big his soul is. We're going to start the next hour. And get into some really important news that I'm going to mention now. British government warns superbug epidemic could wipe out 80,000. By the time they're warning you of something, it's already going on. Minnesota finds lethal bird flu in 2 more turkey flocks. We'll tie it all together. Fleas test positive for the black plague, but they don't say black plague anymore, bubonic plague, because that's politically incorrect, in Flagstaff, AP. They don't call it Chinese New Year. It's called Lunar New Year. See, all words are now hurtful. The new move is don't call it Chinese food. I noticed I heard this with Trendies a few years ago. Now it's in the news. Just the word Mexican food is hateful. Everything is hateful. Fukushima radiation, but that's not a problem. This is mainstream news, Statesman Journal. Fukushima radiation has reached North American shores. Now, it reached them within a week, but it's intensifying. I'm going to break this down. Huge news. MWD plans to ration water to Southland districts. We're going to tie that in to the plan to shut off the water in California, premeditated, going back for years. Meanwhile, a man committed suicide because he'd been given a lifetime buffet, but then was banned reportedly for harassing women. We're going to look at some of the oldest people in the world. I've got a take on that. Japanese centurion notches up world swimming record, swimming 1,500 meters at 100 years old. That's all coming up. New York City Council considers allowing non-citizens to vote. Illinois is trying to get that law passed, too. Talk about discriminatory. Court moles revealing secret government plan to cut cell phone service nationwide during undisclosed emergencies. Oh, the internet telephone kill switch I've been telling you about forever. And having major whistleblowers on about it who then get death threats. It's just a miracle we're still on air. I thank my lucky stars every day. I thank God every day that I'm still here on air. I hope listeners realize that this is an anomaly in the scheme of things, a flash in the pan. Your prayers are essential. We don't believe in them. We rely on them, to quote my aunt. We know they're real. We need your prayers. We need your support. We need you. The special ended on free shipping. We're going to launch a new product today coming up in about 25 minutes from now. That I'll give you details of. It's one of the most exciting, if not the most exciting, product yet. I've been testing it for 3 months myself. Wait till you see this new product at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. So it has a lot of different specials running. There's a whole bunch of new specials we'll tell you about, but you can go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com to find out about those. But the number one thing you can do is pray for us and go to InfoWars.com/show. Get that link, InfoWars.com/show, and sign off on your emails, your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, your friends, your family. Print up cards and say InfoWars.com/show. They can find the free video feeds, the free audio feeds, the free podcast, the free Droid and iPhone apps. It's all there at InfoWars.com/show. And that's how we really reach new people, including if you're an AM or FM listener, tell everybody you know every day. I mean, say, hey, tune into the Alex Jones Show right now on said station. We'll be back. Stay with us. The enemy doesn't want this on the air, so let's hammer them.
Thank you.
Let's hit them hard.
GCN.
We're growing, but against the tide.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If I had the money, I'd hire probably 10 more writers and 10 more reporters to go out and do stories. But I don't. But we can probably get a few more great interns, you know, and paid interns. We should get a lot of unpaid, but I don't like not paying somebody. Just to sit there and write down everything I say and to create an archive. We kind of do it, but I have said not dozens, not hundreds, but multi-hundreds of times that the plan in California is Agenda 21, not because I think it, it's admitted, and that they would then start cutting off the water, artificially shutting it down, and bring in smart water meters to track and control everything you do, and basically charge you so much for water, only multimillionaires will be able to take baths. Just like I told you last week when the German co-pilot reportedly flew the plane into the ground, that they would then call for no more pilots. That's in the New York Times today, and AP, you name it, it's MIT, it's all there. I'm going to cover that. I mean, really, this doesn't get hard after a while. I mean, I know the next move they're going to make. And it's so pathological with these criminals that I tend to think they're going to zig. When they zag, they don't. They just follow an exact plan. And you know why they say they do? Because it works. I mean, they've gotten away with putting dozens of deadly poisons in the water and making us pay for it. I say dozens. I'm being conservative. Some of the additives we buy, the so-called fluoride from China, has been tested over 300 deadly chemicals. On average, it's a couple hundred. And a city like Austin pays $1.2 million a year, last contract I saw, to put it in the water. Mercury, lead, arsenic. I've got articles here today where the FDA, under public pressure, is finally banning arsenic feed to turkeys and chickens because it makes them put on water weight because they're poisoned. Instead of Walmart having to inject the turkey breast or chicken breast with water at the facility, they just feed them arsenic so they get real fat and bloated. I can't make this stuff up. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm crying. I have tears in my eyes. This is so sick. I don't even want to do this anymore. I mean, I remember hearing about when I worked for a large animal vet and I was talking to guys that hauled turkey manure to fertilizer plants out of the turkey and chicken plants. And one time driving home from work, this guy had given me a ride because my truck was broken down. This is when I missed a whole year of high school. They just took me out fighting while they moved to Austin. I was in high school 5 years. And I just took off a year when I was 16 and worked about 14 hours a day. And he goes, listen, I got to pick up one more load over here at this turkey place. And we go in there. We put on respirators. We go in there, and it's like hell on earth, and mites all over everything, huge piles of stinking crap. And he goes, you see that feed over there? That's arsenic. Makes them fat. It was like entering another world. This giant facility had a couple hundred thousand turkeys in it. Next to it was a facility with a million chickens. There was like a lake of crap outside, a literal lake. And I'm in there on a respirator with like bugs getting on me. And the stench in there was the most horrible thing I ever smelled. And you could just feel the torture. So, yeah, I'm against stuff that's factory farmed. But I digress. The U.S. government, and it's that's the problem. When I read that headline this morning, and I can't find it in the stack now. Will you guys print that again? Arsenic-based feed is the, or arsenic-based drug. They call it a drug to make them fat. Yeah, one symptom of arsenic poison is you take on water as your cells try to keep the arsenic out of them. Anyways, I digress. In Austin, they add arsenic to the water.
And if you go down to the city council, they'll laugh at you if you don't like it. FDA to withdraw approval for arsenic-based drug used in poultry. Oh, boy, and I guess they were gonna try to feed it to humans, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily, best-selling author, 2 times number one New York Times bestseller, political scientist, degree in economics from Harvard. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour to give us his expert inside perspective on the situation with Iran and the so-called accord and all the bizarre statements coming out of the White House on it. Because regardless what you think about the accord, it's got giant Swiss cheese holes in it. They're saying it's permanent in speeches when it's not permanent. It's just really bizarre. So we'll get his take on that coming up. I want to get more into Rand Paul's announcement for president. Court Moles revealing secret government plan to cut cell phone service. A lot of really important health news, including mainstream media reporting radiation levels increasing on the West Coast from Fukushima. Huge news on that front. Speaking of West Coast, I want to hit this first. We talk a lot about Agenda 21 of UNESCO. Now, that's a treaty the UN cooked up in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. George Herbert Walker Bush was there, and he said that we were going to ratify it even if Congress basically wouldn't. Now, under this, they have to create artificial scarcity. And you hear where Obama goes to Africa and again tells the Africans, in fact, people don't, I got an email saying I made this up this weekend. I saw one. Well, you guys, I don't always respond to challenges, but I'm getting tired of it, okay? In fact, this weekend I heard that weeks ago he said that Obama said we're going to lay off half the cattle guards in the West and that that will fix part of the budget. And I thought it was a joke, and it turned out Joe Biden had said it. Anyways, I'm digressing. You just cannot make the folks cattle guards of the spaces in the gates on the ground so the cows won't walk through them because they'll break their ankles. They're not like school guard crossing people. Yeah, I guess if you grew up in an industrial area and don't know that. But that's like George Herbert Walker Bush not knowing what a store scanner was a decade after they'd come out. There's the headline. Obama, planet will boil over if young Africans are allowed cars, air conditioning, big houses. So we'll cue that up and actually play that in a minute. But this issue is so big because California in the last 40 years has not allowed the construction, I have the article right here, of one reservoir. Now, in the last 30 plus years, they've gone from roughly 15 million people to 36 million people last time I checked. I'm going from memory, teleprompter free. Guys, will you search engine California population? But I know it's gone from 15 million or less to 35 plus, 30, I think it's 37 million. Is it 38 million now? Oh, boom, boom, 38.8 million. So it's almost 39 million people. That's more than doubled their population since, yep, there you go, the 1970s. So it's doubled since the 1970s or more, and they haven't built one stinking reservoir. You know, here in Texas, when they build a big city or they're about to expand one, they get on the news and say, we project that Austin will need five reservoirs of such and such size by 2040 or we're going to have water shortages. And guess what they're doing? They're building reservoirs. I'm not defending the Lower Colorado River Authority. They're certainly a corrupt organization from my experience. But compared to the California groups, here's an example of, and I'm going to walk through how this is Agenda 21 on a state level. They want artificial scarcity to gouge you. Remember what happened in 2000? Enron got caught some days making $1 billion a day gouging with the smart meter hubs at the local level, not the individual level, but they had, quote, smart hubs at the switcher level inside the cities so they could game the price of the energy, claiming it was bought an open trading system, but they were really engaged in fraud and would have members of Congress and the legislature in to show them the energy trading going on, but it was all fake. It was pre-programmed at the local level to gouge you the prices, a felony every time they did it. And the Enron documents came out. You want to know the big secret about the California drought? Here it is. If everybody in California wants to stop it, I'll tell you right now. They were having meetings in 98, 99, and 2000 with different state officials to go along with it secretly. And this all came out. Schwarzenegger was in on one of the meetings before he was even governor on how to game the electricity, and they said, we found in studies in third world countries, if we have some rolling blackouts that we control, and we'll admit we're doing it, it'll create the perception of artificial scarcity, and then we can double or triple prices. And that's exactly what Enron did, some days making $1 billion a day, scamming the daylights out of the Californians. And there's two types of Californians, super wealthy and aware of what's going on, and the general public that does not know which end is up and obsesses over race all day. That's it, from my experience. CBS News. California water authorities to use new tool, that's the headline, in fight against water wasters. And they said, oh, they could only go off tattletales before and say that you could only go, you know, a couple times a week, 45 minutes. But that was before the smart meter. Dun, dun, dun. You hear that word. That means little robot tracking everything you do and gouging you. It collects data every 5 minutes. Then after midnight, the cell phones that's built in there comes on, makes one call, and calls into the database that we and the customer, through a password security system, have online access to their consumption. The accuracy is just incredible. Oh, see, it matters that it's accurate. And see, it's fair, because we're only going to charge the biggest wasters, and that's how it always starts, and then it's everybody. The accuracy is just incredible, because we get the data the next day. Waitier knew the exact amount and precise moment to send his employees to videotape the infractions to use as evidence. We are using it specifically for an enforcement tool. Pre-surveillance of all the water you use to send, not meter maids, not the normal meter maid, in Austin within 2 minutes. Within 2 minutes, they'll give you a ticket downtown if your meter runs out. Well, imagine hordes of these people surveilling your smart meter that dials into all your appliances, you name it, not just the water, to come in and tax you. Now you know what the smart meters are for, CBS News. And you're like, well, we're running out of water. No, you're not. Since the 70s, and I've got the news articles right here, we're going to go over them, they've not built one stinking reservoir. And then they had one up in Klamath on the Oregon border, enough to supply all of Northern California and the farmers. So that's why they turned it off. Remember a decade ago, that big fight went on for about 5 years, starting 10 years ago to about 5 years ago, and Sean Hannity would go out there. We went out there and covered it. And it was like, why for a sucker fish that isn't even indigenous are they shutting off the giant mountain reservoir? Because it was enough water to supply the farmers. You let the water run out for a while. You run those farmers off their land. You put in all the smart meters. And then you end the drought and let the water flow. You just charge everybody more for it. And that's how the scam works. And you look into who owns the different water districts in California. A handful of foreign companies. French, German, Dutch, Chinese based. Look it up. Oh, everybody loves it. That's fake environmentalism for you. Here's the headline. MWD plans to ration water to Southland districts and cities. Southern California water wholesaler is planning to wield its powerful hammer. Oh, see, it's the water wholesaler. They're going to teach you to save. See how they're morally... Oh, Nestle and others that have a monopoly don't have to even pay. You know, Nestle doesn't pay for the water. I'm getting ready to send Joe Biggs out there. I may even go out there myself. Maybe we'll take Jakari with us. Those guys like to work together. I like to work with them. We'll go show you Nestle. Because nobody cares what you show you an article. We'll show you Nestle or Nesty or whatever their name is. They get free water of the Great Lakes. They get free water California. They're going to sell you water. Well, same thing with the other big wholesalers. They're going to go, oh, we're going to stop delivery of water to you and raise prices to show you how moral we are. And you're like, oh, you're going to gouge me? Gee, thanks for teaching me to use less. Oh, don't worry. We're real moral like Enron. We will. That's all the scam is. And the big corporations admit it. I've gone to the smart growth conferences in 1998 and 2001 and 2007 and 2014. I mean, we go there. Where they've got all these rich people going, once we shut off all the coal plants, we'll triple charge them for our natural gas. I mean, these are villains, folks. It's not like they don't know. They're running the scam on our resources. Southern California's water wholesaler. Let me say the trendy voice. Oh, they care. Southern California's water wholesaler is planning to wield its powerful hammer to force more urban conservation this year by cutting water deliveries. And, of course, increasing prices. Faced with dwindling regional reserves and a fourth year of drought, the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California is expected to vote next week, and, of course, it has private suppliers, to ration imported water that is supplied to 28 Southland water districts and cities, something the agency has done only twice before. The cuts, which would take effect July 1st, were in the works before Governor Jerry Brown imposed a 25% mandatory restriction on urban water use last week. And then, of course, there's all the bizarre geoengineering they admit's going on, but they won't release the details, with jets spraying any moist water groups. We've had meteorologists on. I mean, the planes go out, spray, dissipates, the water falls in the ocean. Oh, you know what weather weapons are for now, my pretties. Here's another article. This is out of the Washington Times. Carly Fiorine blames liberal environmentalists for California water crisis, and then goes through not letting them build a single facility, not letting them build anything new, putting new regulations on the water, on and on and on, not building any desalinization plants, nothing. The answer is you don't get baths anymore and you pay rich criminals tons of money.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. Yeah. One World Way is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Way is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Way and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Way up north.
Up to Alaska.
Way up north.
Up to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north for
his own. North to Alaska, I go north to Russia's own. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River.
We have
and found the Bonanza Gold.
Dr. Jerome Corsi to give us his inside take with his high-level government and Israeli sources on what's really happening with the Iran deal in the next segment. Then we're going to look at Ron Paul and Rand Paul, how they're trying to demonize Rand via his father. Will we accept the brainwashing and go, oh, yes, he's discredited for his father's views? No, you own it. You say, I love it. Throw me in the briar patch. But Rand Paul's not been doing that entirely, and that's his real mistake. And I'll tell him point blank. So that's coming up. We'll also look at planes without pilots. This ties into driverless cars. It's all being announced. But first, I drug Anthony Gucciardi in here because this has been in the works for about a year or so. And then basically we just ended up going to the biggest, one of the biggest organic supplement manufacturers in the country. We're actually going to have the CEO in studio when he's in town. What is it, in a month, Anthony? In a few weeks. And we basically just went and private labeled, but then added a couple things. The nationwide best-selling supplement known to calm children and give them better focus. And you've heard all the doctors we've had on, medical doctors, you name it, about the double-blind studies of St. John's wort versus Prozac. I mean, the list goes on and on. This is a concoction with just a whole bunch of organic, concentrated, known things that absolutely calm your children out. We had the advanced bottles of this 3 months ago, and I've been giving it to my children almost every day. Boy, is it good when I remember to do it. And it just really smooths them out. Their grades have gone up. It's been amazing, and I chalk a lot of it up to Child Ease, supports calm, focused attention, the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com, 4 ounces. This is the number one health product line suggested by yours truly. Joining me is Anthony Gucciardi to go over how we developed Child Ease with one of the leading manufacturers in the country, Anthony Gucciardi.
No, it was more than a year ago when we sat down and we both realized just how depressingly sad it was going through a list of the top 12 selling psychiatric drugs in the United States of America just over the last year.
And we'll go to a document cam of some of those articles.
And now we have this printed out from Mental Health Daily, the top selling psychiatric drugs. This is from 2013 to 2014. Just Abilify, which is a booster of sorts for psychiatric drugs, made $7.2 billion in the course of 1 year. And those are all just super lowball numbers that obviously they only report their profits, which they claim, you know, after they pay off all their friends and everything, are super low. Billions and billions of dollars are spent every single year on drugs like Abilify, Cymbalta, you name it, Prozac, all of that. And it's so, so sad to know that in 2004, a Harvard professor came out and said that the people were being treated like guinea pigs on these drugs because it was, of course, causing suicides, causing more
depression. And that's on the inserts.
Now, we are not saying that this replaces any drug. We're not saying that. We're saying we were upset at that, and we sought out to make a super high-quality formula. And what we also were upset about is the reality. In fact, speaking of Dr. Jerome Corsi, here's a piece of his from 2012, one of my favorite pieces he's ever written. Psych meds linked to 90% of school shootings. And of course, we all know that. Pretty much every major school shooting.
Everyone.
Even
the pilot,
right?
So it takes your impulse control away.
And it's just one more proof that how brainwashed the society is. We look at a story like this.
Sergeant Bales that went and killed the 18 people was on 2 psychotropics.
Yeah. And what happens is the kids get hit with the TV. They get hit with the fast food. They get hit with the sugars. They get hit with the aspartame, which blows their brain up. And they're absolutely feeling crazy. I mean, legitimately nuts. They have super high energy, false, phony, artificial energy, which isn't good, powerful, determined energy.
Because they're poisoned.
It's crazy.
They have speed freak energy.
They have speed freak poisoned energy. And their parents spend $7.2 billion a year on just one of these drugs to try and shut them up. And it's messed up. And then we have people say, okay, I get that the psych drugs don't work. What do I do? And for years
you get them on organic food, filter their water, get them off the drugs. You got to do it slowly, though, because they're deadly. Talk to a medical doctor first. That's just what I would personally do. And you put them on things like Child Ease.
Absolutely. You know, I think the key thing is we've been recommending the herbs that have been in this for so long that we finally put it in a formula. Anyway, we talked about.
Tell folks about some of what's in there, Anthony.
So we have chamomile, which everyone knows as super high quality sources, it can actually give some of the most calm, focused effects on the.
But go over, that's only one of like 20 ingredients.
There's lemon derivatives, there's essential oils, and we all know the power of essential oils. There's over 14 different ingredients in there, and that's not counting the different list of proprietary essential oils that are in there.
Jubub seed, hawthorn berry.
Hawthorn berry is another good one.
Catnip.
So that's interesting. This was formulated over 20 years ago by one of the top herbologists.
Long pepper fruit.
And think about it as wine. So we're taking.
Hold on. We got Dr. Corsi coming up, but finish up for like 2 minutes on the other side.
The Empire.
InfoWarsLife.com, your purchase sports broadcast.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the info. War. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption.
That's right.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, this Iran nuke deal has holes in it you could drive a 747 through. And we've got Dr. Jerome Corsi, a real expert on these subjects, joining us here in about 2 minutes via video Skype. Then we're going to open the phones up in the third hour and get into a bunch of medical and health news. But finishing up with a new product we're launching, Child Ease, supports calm, focused attention in children. I've been using it for 3 months on my children. Amazing. It's got everything from magnesium to arnica seed to calcium carbonate. I mean, you name it. It's got pepper, fruit, licorice root, hawthorn berry, chamomile, lemon balm. The list goes on and on. Stuff known naturally, long pepper fruit, jujube seed, the chamomile flower that I mentioned, hawthorn berry, catnip, things that are known to naturally, in all the big studies, calm people, and things that are natural and good for you. And this works on adults as well. This is a limited run from the biggest manufacturer in the country of organic. We're going to be announcing this partnership soon, having them on air with us. But Anthony, you were describing it, how you can buy one version of a bottle of wine that's $100, but there's a fancier version that's $500 that's better. And, well, this is the fancy version.
It's the reserve.
It's the reserve at the same price.
Exactly. So we're partnered with this manufacturer, which, in my opinion, is one of the best manufacturers in the world. I mean, they're highly certified, FDA certified, the highest quality you can possibly get.
Their stuff's the end cap at Whole Foods.
Exactly. And they gave us a reserve line of this product that they've been working on over the past 20 years. And
because they're listeners.
They're huge fans. And they were saying, actually, we're just talking to them. They were saying, you need to be selling this for more. Oh, my God, I can't believe you're giving it to your fans for such a good
price. And I don't want to make them mad. So it's $19.95 for like an hour or two. We got to go up today.
Yeah.
And it will sell out as introductory. It's 4 ounces.
It is below the suggested price right now on InfoWarsLife.com for, I guess, if we can do it for a few hours without selling out, we will. But if it starts to sell out, we're going to have to change that because it's a ridiculous price at this point.
Just try it out for yourselves. Bottom line, you're supporting the broadcast and free speech and basic human liberty, voting with your dollars. Childish, we did get more of the vitamin D3 winter sun in that's so popular. Some of the other products basically have sold out. But InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. High-quality colloidal silver, silver bullet. It's, again, from one of the other leading manufacturers, normally $29.95. We sell it for $19.95. I mean, that's just the type of stuff we do. We take the very best, sell it for a lower price, or we even up the quality, which is hard to do, and then sell it for a lower price until we get in trouble. So we actually have to sell it for the regular price. I didn't know this was coming in this week. It just came in yesterday, so I said, let's just launch it early. That's why we're kind of wargaming here on air right now. Then I saw the price, and I went, isn't that lower than it's supposed to be? So it's going to go up. In fact, just go give them 1 hour, and we'll go up like $5 as we have to in the agreement. But Childish, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And, Anthony, let's do something on the nightly news, breaking down all these articles and the studies and the comparisons.
I think that's very important.
Thank you, Anthony Gucciardi. Anthony's doing a great job working on reaching out to all these great partners out there. And the great thing about InfoWars being so supportive of supplements and alternative healthcare and alternative things like that is so many of the leading names in the industry love us. And we're just finding out what great friends we have out there with the leading names. Not just one of the leaders, but the two top leaders love us. And it's opened up so many opportunities. It's a blessing from God. And it's going to also get you the highest quality products that we're able to soup up even more and bring you at a low price. So thank you, Anthony. Very exciting things. An answer to prayers and an answer to funding. It's a win-win-win, 360 win. I want to coin that term, a 360 win. Not win-win, 360 win. That's what I'm into. Anthony Gucciardi, thank you so much. All right, shifting gears to Dr. Jerome Corsi. He has been a very, very busy man, not just with his best-selling books and WorldNetDaily.com, but his own website as well, Patriot News. He, of course, has doctorates from Harvard. He's an economist and a political scientist and has consulted to the highest levels of our government and other governments, a lot of it classified. He has a PhD from Harvard University in political science, 1972. Number two, he's written two number one New York Times bestsellers, or maybe it's three. And he joins us, JeromeCorsi.com, to give us his expert analysis on what's really going on with Iran. I've tried to read the agreement now that part of it's out, and it just sounds like Obamacare. It sounds like it's a blank check for Iran and the Obama administration to do whatever they want to do. Everybody knows I don't just blindly side with Israel. I look at the facts, and this does not look like a very good deal. What's going on, Dr. Corsi? Is this a real political realignment with the Shiites? In a civil war against the Sunnis, or is it a triple cross? Dr. Corsi, can you make sense of this with all your high-level sources?
Well, first of all, we don't even know what the agreement really is. I mean, Iran agreed to agree. Iran said that they're going to, by the end of June, have the framework agreement will be implemented. Now, framework agreement in terms of diplomacy means an agreement that structures what the deal is ultimately going to look like.
So a deal on a framework, So it's like saying someday we're going to draw up a plan for a boat, but we haven't drawn the plan up yet.
And this is what the boat's going to look like when we draw up the plan. Unless, of course, we decide to change the plan between now and the final agreement. That's the problem, is that all the things Iran said they were going to do, limiting centrifuges, reducing their program, having it open to inspections, are not going to happen today. They're going to happen at the end of June when the agreement is reached.
So, I mean, bottom line, is this a screw job? And then break it down.
Yeah, absolutely, because at the same time, we agreed to start stepwise removing sanctions. And this is what the big disagreement is, that we're saying we're going to start removing the sanctions right now. So Iran still can be enriching uranium. It can still be running a secret program, can ultimately not agree to any of these terms at the end of June, and we will be lifting sanctions in the meantime. So it's a complete win for Iran. And it's a complete really fooling the American people with the idea that there is an agreement, because in reality, the two sides failed to come to an agreement and had to extend the length of time they're talking. This framework agreement is, you know, there's been a framework agreement on two-state solution in Israel since the Carter administration.
So is this Obama just trying to get some type of legacy?
Yes, it's an attempt to, it's a public relations effort. It's John Kerry and Obama saying, look at this great lifetime, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity we have with Iran to end their nuclear program. But in reality, Iran has not agreed to limit their nuclear program. They've agreed to keep talking about it and said, when we do agree to limit our nuclear program, here's what we think we would do. So in effect, there is no agreement. And in effect, the talks failed because Iran in the last hour refused to agree to many of the critical terms. And the Obama administration kept making concession after concession and still could not get Iran to agree to even all the concessions that the Obama administration was willing to make. So we have no deal. There really is no deal here on the table at all. There's a deal to have a deal. There's an agreement to have an agreement. That's all we've done.
Looking at the larger picture there in the Middle East, North Africa, with ISIS running around and then the invasions going on in Yemen and other areas, seems like all hell's breaking loose. Geopolitically, from your research, what is the real U.S. policy versus the rhetoric, and what's going on in the Middle East right now?
Well, first of all, I think the abandonment of Israel is really the key story. And when I was in Israel in 2009, I warned the key people in the government that the United States and Obama would abandon Israel, that we would relinquish the historical commitment we had to the Jewish state. And now I think Obama is in open conflict with Netanyahu. I mean, even punishing, I believe, Senator Menendez, who welcomed Netanyahu when he spoke to the joint session of Congress.
So you think that that split's real?
Oh, absolutely. I think that Obama has no interest in maintaining a Jewish state. Obama wants a two-state solution. He wants the gradual erosion of Israel. There's nothing being maintained in terms of, even from the very beginning, the settlements that Israel had that were agreed upon by the Bush administration have been objected to by Obama and continue to be objected to by Obama. And Netanyahu virtually said when he came to the United States in the joint session of Congress that this was a low point in U.S. relations with Israel since 1948.
Let's pull back on that, too, and I want to expand on that. But let's just say for the whole cause celeb thing and the left in Hollywood and the rest of it, only one thing they love more than trying to take our guns is bashing Israel. Now, I have real criticisms of Israel, and Israel has different governments that come and go. But separate from that, if Israel disappeared, the Arabs are still just going to be killing each other. The Palestinians, like they did before, will start fighting over who gets that land. I just don't see what happens if Israel disappears. It's kind of like Nixon said, you won't have me to kick around anymore. What would the world do without Israel to blame for everything?
Well, we would reverse into what we're having now is chaos. I mean, first of all, the Obama administration, starting in Libya, backed the Al-Qaeda-affiliated militia to depose Gaddafi. We armed, this is what Christopher Stevens was doing when he was in Gaddafi, he was arming the Al-Qaeda-supported militia, and many of those weapons end up in Syria fighting Assad with the group that ultimately becomes ISIS. So Obama has fostered the Muslim Brotherhood. He supported the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt under Morsi. There's dozens of Muslim Brotherhood now into the Obama administration at high policy levels. The Obama administration has tilted decidedly in terms of the Sunni Muslim Brotherhood. But then we turn around and we are working with, fighting Iran. Iran is helping us to fight ISIS in Iraq. We now have the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, an open force in Iraq, in Tikrit, trying to take Tikrit back. The United States is doing some bombing, but the major force on the ground is Iraqi militia, which again are now Shiite, backed by the Shiite Revolutionary Guard from Iran in Iraq, and we're supporting in that conflict Iran.
So didn't Saudi Arabia know opening the door and kicking off the Shiite-Sunni civil war would give Iran the green light to release its more highly trained military teams across the region?
Well, I've said since 2009 that if Israel attacks Iran, the only ally Israel's going to have is going to be Saudi Arabia. And since 2009, Israel and Saudi Arabia have been running military maneuvers. Israel's been rehearsing a strike on Iran, training pilots, preparing logistics. Saudi Arabia would be the force that would help Israel attack Iran. And Saudi Arabia has come closer now to Israel because the Saudis, as Sunnis, are desperately afraid that if Iran, as the Shiites, exert regional power, which they're doing, and this agreement with Obama under nuclear weapons just gives Iran more prestige, more power, more money with the lifting of sanctions.
Okay, well, let's pull back. I mean, we know there's a major Israel lobby, there's a defense lobby, there's a major global banking lobby that I think is the most dominant. That really does tend to be financing an anti-Israel movement worldwide to kind of legitimize global government worldwide and the UN through some type of sacrifice of Israel. So separating, let's say I'm an atheist politically on Israel, just looking at it coldly like a political scientist, which you are, why does the elite want to start getting rid of Israel? And how do they think they're going to get away with that? Because Israel's got nuclear weapons, a major military, and isn't going to go quietly. I mean, I've heard people say, oh, no, Israel just give up and roll over. I don't see that happening. I mean, is this a larger destabilization program that they think will then force Israel into a confrontation, and then Israel will destabilize the region more? I mean, this just seems like an order out of chaos playbook here that doesn't have an end game. It seems insane.
Well, you've got, first of all, I think the globalists have tired of supporting Israel and are willing to abandon Israel. I don't see any really global, the One World Order crowd, the New World Order crowd, and the groups who are pushing one world currency and all the other integrations of economies.
They're done using Israel now, just like they're done with the U.S.
They have no real use in Israel. They don't want to support it any longer. What you've got developing in the Middle East is really a fundamental conflict between Sunnis and Shiites. And the United States seems to be playing, both sides. We're not supporting any of the moderate forces in the Middle East. We're certainly not supporting Israel. And when Israel gets pushed into a corner, and I've said this since I wrote Atomic Iran in 2005, Israel will reach a point where they decide that if Iran's going to be imminently having nuclear weapons, Israel will attack, regardless of the cost and regardless of whether Israel has to use nuclear weapons or not. I mean, we're seeing a regional, the Middle East has devolved into violent Islamic chaos that is going to be very difficult for most Americans even to comprehend.
And that is now being exported at record rates with the political left worshiping it, and the ultimate sin is criticizing radical Islam. What is the insane equation there where places like France are xenophobic against other European cultures and language, but are importing radical Islam as fast as they can?
Well, even the United States. I mean, the surprising thing is that the, for instance, on the left, the feminist movement does not oppose radical Islam, even though it's, violently discriminates against women, abuses women, and it does so on a theological basis. Yet the American left embraces Islam and ignores all of these atrocities that Islam creates. So you've got a love affair with the left worldwide, and you see it in France, you see it in the European countries. We're also importing a large number of Muslims into the United States with the Obama administration. That's, again, not being actively reported. We're reporting it at WND. You're reporting it at InfoWars. But in general, the influx of Muslims under the Obama administration and in high policy positions, Muslim Brotherhood in high policy positions in the State Department and the administration throughout has not been adequately covered.
Well, sure, and everybody knows that I was against these previous wars, and I'm not a, quote, Islamophobe. But, I mean, I went to high school and college with really nice Muslim folks that weren't radical. Some of these earlier waves were really, you know, scientists, engineers, really doctors, neat people. The folks coming in now, and I live in Austin, Texas, are Wahhabists. I mean, I talk to them, I see them, I hear them. I see them, like, shoving their wife down the street, wearing a hood over her head, bugging their eyes out at me. I mean, it's getting pretty creepy, and, I mean, I don't want to live in Saudi Arabia. I'm sorry.
Well, the responsible position should be to support moderate forces within Islam to have a reformation, and they can be found. I mean, al-Sisi in Egypt, for instance, is one of the moderate forces in Islam that could help to get a re-evaluation of the violent nature of radical Islamic terrorism. I mean, what, you know, I think any responsible person is opposed to radical Islamic terrorism rather than Islam itself. We're not going to go to war with a billion people in the world who believe in Islam, most of whom don't want any of this violence at all.
Absolutely. And you know, Bill Maher says they all want violence or most of them. No, that's not true. But the groups taking over do. And I want to talk about that radicalization when we come back with Dr. Jerome Corsi of WND.com. I'm Alex Jones.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LASIK. Kick some ash with LASIK's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LASIK.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all-natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
I was just thinking during the break, Alex Jones here back live, how sick the so-called left really are. How they would try to end fatherhood and manhood and try to ban dodgeball or even running in the playgrounds because it's seen as aggressive. They just want to enslave us. And now they say all sex is rape, and then they'll never criticize sexual mutilation, radical Islam. And they put movies out with David Cross where they go, Alex Jones is a racist Islamophobe, just randomly in the movie. When I was criticized for being against the Iraq war and all the rest of it, doesn't mean I want to be colonized by radical Islam, which if you hadn't looked around, has taken over. Even the UN says Christians are being persecuted at record levels. Why are Christians so low in the government's eye? Why can't Christians get bakeries to put Christian verses on cakes? But the, quote, gays and lesbians can. Because Christianity is seen as the dominant culture, and we're being conquered right now. That's my view. Dr. Corsi is a sociologist, anthropologist, political scientist, well-traveled man. Why is there a major war on Christianity, or do you disagree that there's not one? I mean, look at Lois Lerner not getting in trouble.
Well, I think you see it. You've identified it correctly. There is a war on Christianity going on. The left agenda, the agenda of the left, sees an opportunity right now to get, as it were, a final victory in terms of the culture war, pressing on the LGBT agenda to have, you know, various forms of sexual preference be declared a constitutional right so that, you know, what happens to the First Amendment? Well, if you object to this, you are a bigot. Churches, we're going to see lawsuits increasingly to tax churches that do not support the LGBT agenda. Around the world, and the Pope has mentioned this as well, you're seeing Christians under attack on throughout the Middle East, throughout Africa, slaughters of Christians, which are being largely unreported and largely not even taken seriously. The UN, which has largely been, you know, again, very supportive of a radical Islamic agenda, had from the beginning of the Palestinian debate going back, you know, 30 or 40 years, the UN has not speaking up for Christians the way it would be expected to speak up for Islam.
And that's because Christians are politically incorrect. Christians need to just roll over and die or become Marxist conduits or we will be destroyed.
The choice are, you know, first, what's acceptable politically is you can be an atheist or you can be, you know, certainly Islam is not being criticized by the left, but any true Christianity is viewed as being portrayed as bigoted, being, you know, portrayed as out of touch with reality.
Well, Christianity is what caused basically the modern Renaissance and inclusiveness and the Reformation, as you were getting at. And it's just, I mean, they've taken the fruits of that and are now bringing in a totalitarianism. In closing, what do you make separately?
We've been through this before with the ancient Roman Empire. The ancient Roman Empire had, you know, Christianity was the solution to the violence, the paganism, and the, you know, the anything goes kind of attitude, value relativism, that it produced the chaos of the ancient world. Christianity largely brought the ancient world into a reformation, the Enlightenment, and the modern world. Now we're going the opposite direction. We're going back to moral relativism. We're saying that any attitudes people have, regardless of what they want to believe or not believe or have sexually or not have sexually is within their preference, and they're all constitutionally protected, except if you want to believe in Jesus Christ and profess Christianity.
I was about to say there's that paradox where anything goes except if we say it doesn't, and then it's totalitarianism.
The left is not going to be tolerant. It's not going to be classically liberal. It doesn't believe in a First Amendment. It believes that if you don't adhere to the left's principles, you need to go to thought reform because you are not only incorrect, you're evil, you've got to be crushed, you've got to be abused. That's what they do to you, Alex, and what they do to me on the left, because
these people are sick. Dr. Corsi, I know you've got to go, but we're back in 60 seconds. See if you can do like three more minutes to put bookends on this and finish up on where you think Obama's going, this election, the power grabbing. I want to get some final comments. WND.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother.
Mainstream media.
Mainstream media. Government cover-up.
You want answers?
You want answers?
Well, so do we.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Corsi doesn't have but one other article to do today. A very hardworking guy. So he's going to stay with us till 20 after. And I appreciate that because he's a busy guy. I want to get his take on election 2016. I want to get his take on stuff like New York City Council considers allowing non-citizens to vote. Illinois is doing that as well. Court Mulls receiving and revealing secret government plan to cut cell phone service. I wanted to put bookends on the Iran geopolitical situation. Then I wanted to come back in the next longer 12-minute segment and get into the other issues, cover the waterfront. But Dr. Corsi, you know, Boehner was just in Israel, and he said the world's on fire. It was interesting to see him tell the truth for a change as he helps Obama keep Obamacare in and the rest of it. But am I wrong, or is the political elite getting more reckless or feckless? I mean, what's going on? Because I really try to track their activities, and more it seems like they don't know what they're doing.
Well, I think you've got the last 2 years here in the Obama administration, and there's kind of a rush to the finish line to see how many agendas can on the radical left can be put into place by fiat, by executive order, or certainly with a dysfunctional Congress unable to oppose, you know, Boehner and McConnell in the Senate are not able very effectively to oppose Obama. So the left feels it's got a free run to the finish here to open the borders, which they're doing very aggressively, to weaken the support for Israel. I mean, I think the Middle East will continue to descend into chaos, and Iran will now advance to nuclear weapons with more money to support its terrorist activities once the sanctions are lifted. The international situation is desperate. I think Christians should not even contemplate going to the Middle East for hardly any reason. I mean, still safe to visit Israel, but again, I wouldn't go much beyond Israel in the Middle East. It's a desperate situation of chaos, and the world is on fire. You've got Russia in the same time exerting its influence opposing NATO. I mean, I think we're much closer to a nuclear war than we've ever been since maybe the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. And the nature of the nuclear war, I think, is coming will be more of a local or regional nuclear war, where Russia may use a nuclear weapon against one of the Baltic states, or you may end up with an Israel strike on Iran, which turns into a nuclear exchange. These things are possible now, and if Iran gets nuclear weapons or appears to be imminently getting nuclear weapons, all the other countries like Saudi Arabia will begin working immediately with Pakistan to get nuclear weapons, and the entire regional conflict in the Middle East will go from chaos and conventional weapons very quickly to chaos with nuclear weapons.
Those are really strong words, but a lot of analysts are saying the same thing, that we've never been in more danger, that this is worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. You've got the Russians and the United States and Israel trying to legitimize the use of tactical nuclear weapons, which it seems is really hard to keep control of. It's just a crazy time. And then I'm no fan of Putin, but then you got, I'm really no fan of Soros helping stir up Ukraine. It just seems like America really has lost moral high ground, and we're now just down there with the rest of them. It just seems like a degeneration.
Well, the chaos, and again, you know, the whole moral relativism of the left, the chaos that comes from the kind of breakdown of structures, moral structures and structures that have traditionally defined the post-war world, we're entering into a very kind of fluid period of time. I mean, I can see, I don't think the EU is going to stay together. I think Greece is on the way out. If the EU begins to break up, we're going to see, you know, again, a return to the problems, the fiscal problems that we had worldwide 2008, 2009. I think the coming problems with the magnitude of world debt that there is today are going to dwarf what we saw in 2008.
And that's my next question. I want to come back on the economy, which you've got a degree in from Harvard, a doctorate. I want to look, Dr. Corsi, at another Harvard alumni, Larry Summers, saying this is why the U.S. lost its superpower status, according to Larry Summers, with the new China Investment Bank. I want to look at the big global view straight ahead with Dr. Jerome Corsi. I'm Alex Jones.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com. For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up after Dr. Corsi leaves us. You know, Obama's always having flies land all over him. It's happening constantly, even in the White House. Then he impresses the public by being able to kill the flies with his lightning-fast bullfrog, I guess, reflexes. But video, it's up on DrudgeReport.com. We're linking to it on Infowars.com. Bees swarm, interrupts Obama storytelling, children scream. Isn't that interesting? Meanwhile, smart meters to bust water abusers in California. Water company to ration supplies for 26 cities to train you to accept higher prices. That's what that's really all about. More scientists doubt salt as bad for you, as government says. I have a stack of news. I'm going to be getting into some of the news also up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. Since you are an economist, I wanted to get into this investment bank that first the U.S. wasn't going to be part of. Now it is. That's led by the communist Chinese. Larry Summers has come out in an op-ed piece, Zero Hedge has it, and said basically, we haven't joined global government enough. We haven't been enthusiastic enough, even though we've helped lead it. So we're going to be left behind by the Asian Union. Meanwhile, U.S. defense chief says influence at risk without Asia trade pact. That's Reuters. That's what the globalists said in the 70s. We'll create the Asian Union, European Union, American Union, have those unions compete, run by the same people, getting people to give up more and more of their power to a central group, claiming that'll make us prosperous as we actually become enslaved and signed on to the global derivatives overhang. And that's been the plan since 1976, the Trilateral Commission. And then here's Larry Summers in this amazing piece, Time U.S. Leadership Woke Up to the New Economic Era, when he's the author of so much of the derivatives. What an amazing time to be alive and to have this Asia Pan-Pacific trade pact that's secret that we can't even see. The Trans-Pacific Partnership. I mean, this is everything you wrote about and went on Lou Dobbs about, you know, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, Dr. Corsi, and got scoffed at. It's all coming true. I mean, this is amazing. Dr. Corsi, what's really going on geopolitically right now and what's happening with this new investment bank?
Well, a lot of what I did write about in the late great USA, which was, you know, 10 years ago, is happening now. What you're reading about the Asian bank is just the prelude to the attempting to create fear. Larry Summers is out there saying, oh, we're losing to China. They're having their own investment bank. You're right. All these international banks are run by the same group of globalists. But the long-term plan is here, Obama's going to come in now next and ask for fast-track authority to get this Trans-Pacific Partnership approved, another deal we don't know anything about that's been negotiated in secret. And the solution will be, oh, well, we have to have a supra-Pacific, not just NAFTA. We'll subsume NAFTA into a Pacific Rim NAFTA, and then we'll involve China, and this will be the solution to the fact that we're getting excluded from China's Asia Bank. So all Larry Summers is doing is trying to create fear so that the globalists can jam the next global solution down everybody's throat, which is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And I suspect we'll be seeing now, this is the prelude, very quickly, you know, the next crisis, the next manufactured news that the Obama administration will use to push the last crisis off the front page, which is, you know, Valerie Jarrett's been very good at manufacturing news so that nothing sticks, will be this: we're losing to Asia, we're losing our global position, so we need a Trans-Pacific Partnership, which just gives more power to the globalists and less freedom and autonomy to the United States.
And less jobs and more of a planned, managed economy over and over again, which you wrote about, I made films about. We've been talking about this for 20 years or longer, not because we're rocket scientists, but because it's an admitted plan. I mean, look at Europe having their leaders installed. You're predicting the EU breaks up. How do you see all this ending? Because what I've read from the Trilateral Commission plans that are public and what Senator Goldwater talked about in some of the secretive Senate meetings that he was in, this was openly discussed, they create three global unions,
right?
Use those to suck dry the three unions, collapse those into one global super state run by private corporations that are anti-free market. Is that an accurate analysis?
Yeah, I think so. I think also Russia wants to play, and Russia's going to, the breakup of the EU will not be a reduction of globalism. It won't be the individual countries going back to individual autonomy and self-governance. It'll be Russia coming in to bail out Greece. And as such, Russia will want to include Greece in its its alignment, and you'll have a Russian union that stands outside the global union that China seems to be willing to agree to grow. I mean, China and Russia, they may both be communist states. They're not on the same side of the table. Russia's always been closer to Japan and aligned with Japan, even since World War II. When we ran merchant marine ships to lend lease to Russia, and Japan let them go. Russia and Japan have been closely aligned. Russia and China are at odds. You're going to see an EU structure that weakens and gets pushed into the transatlantic alliance, while the trans-Pacific alliance is going to be advanced. And before you know it, we'll be in global governance again. And none of these global governances will have anything to do with freedom or the Bill of Rights or the Second Amendment or the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment, because that in the cultural war attack that you're seeing from the left is also being eradicated and undermined by saying, well, if you don't agree with the LGBT agenda, you're a bigot. You know, if you believe in Christianity, you're not only...
If you want any type of borders and don't want to pay for everybody's free health care, you're a racist. If you don't want illegals voting, you're a racist. Just give in to our globalist agenda or you're a bad person.
Because the fundamental order that has to be broken down, that the left is now working aggressively to break down, is the United States of America as supporting freedom, First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, our limited government, and being, since the end of World War II, a power that could impose that kind of a moral business structure, a capitalist structure upon the world. That viewed as evil is being broken down, and what will replace it is globalism. And under globalism, everybody better start reading George Orwell and Aldous Huxley.
Brave That's right. Piratical combines that are the opposite of free market, while scapegoating free market as what we're seeing under globalism.
And producing 100 million people in the United States who are out of work, out of the labor force, and not needed. And in the history of the world, when the average person, when the middle class has been defined as not needed,
look out.
You set up the perfect conditions for genocide, for mass disease, for nuclear war, because you'll find the globalists talking about there's just too many people in the world and they're useless. The 100 million people, one third of the U.S. population, the working population, more than a third, not able to find a job and just basically economically.
And they're setting up death panels and telling the yuppies how cool it is to kill your mom and dad. And then meanwhile, our videos up on drudgereport.com, UN climate change official says we should, quote, make every effort to depopulate the planet, close quote. There is pressure in the system to go towards that. We should do everything possible to carry that out. I mean, these people are totalitarians. And when you look at Obama, I mean, I was a big critic of Bush, but my goodness, light speed opening the borders outside of law, light speed going after guns outside of law, light speed shutting down the power plants outside of law, light speed putting us under the UN, illegal treaties. And then, like you said, totalitarian treaties that take Congress's authority. This is classical usurping happening. But as long as they dress it up as trendy, it seems to be okay with a politically ignorant public. But there's still a larger minority becoming more and more aware. And as history shown, Dr. Corsi, if a large minority won't go along, no amount of tyranny can force it. What do you see in your crystal ball for the future of the confrontation by free humanity, true liberals, true Renaissance people versus the totalitarian leftist?
Well, don't give up the Second Amendment. That's number one. And number two is that, the middle class is being destroyed. Totalitarian governments push everything to the top. There's going to be a wealthy class, the ruling class at the top, and everybody else who are serfs, slaves. And that's where the left, that's where all of this globalism ends up. The George Soroses are not going to suffer. He'll have, not 1 billion. Next, we'll be having trillionaires instead of billionaires. Concentration of wealth under Obama is growing. But also don't get confused to think that the Democrats and Republicans are two separate parties. You've got an extension of the same kinds of principles that George W. Bush was pursuing, open borders, etc., just at a much rapid pace under Obama. And Obama was, outright trained as a communist. Obama was raised as a Muslim. Obama is solidly in with the globalist agenda. And also don't get confused that he's for the people. He's done nothing for African Americans. He's done a lot for Wall Street. concentration of wealth.
Now, wait a minute. He did double their unemployment. I mean, that was, and put more of them in prison. So that's a nice thing to do.
Yes, that's right. But nothing positive. All the rhetoric, the communist rhetoric is just a rhetoric of control. It's a rhetoric of serfdom. It's now been introduced again under the Saul Alinsky and Cloward Piven of Obama because the people were conditioned to be able, propaganda-wise, you know, to utilize the racist theme. Hillary Clinton wins, it'll be the sexist theme. We're going to have another centrist Republican candidate on Jeb Bush being advanced. You know, and again, these leftist and rightist politicians are basically the two sides of the same
coin. Sure, who do you like, Ted Cruz or Rand Paul more?
I like them both. And either one of them would be worth supporting. And I hope that the two of them continue to advance and hope the two of them continue to, sure. You know, they're going to have to fight the media. They're going to have to fight for campaign contributions. They're going to have to fight.
And I think they should own the fact that they're libertarian constitutionalists and not be ashamed of it.
They should outright own it and they should proclaim it and argue for it. And they're going to have grassroots support though, because they will be shut out from the car by the Karl Roves from the Republican established money, which will go to the Jeb Bush.
Well, that's why you got to support them. The establishment's attacking them. It's a no-brainer. Dr. Corsi, thank you for all the time. WND.com. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
My great pleasure. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. What a smart guy on so many subjects. We'll be back with a news blitz straight ahead. I got a ton of it. And we'll play that UN clip calling for population reduction.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we broadcast live. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with the InfoWars Nightly News. Find showtimes and listings at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up, Obama criticizes Christians at Easter breakfast prayer. President randomly calls out less than loving expressions by Christians. By Christians. That's a Kit Daniels article. That's coming up. But this headline dovetails with the next. Court mulls revealing secret government plan to cut cell phone service. Feds SOP, Standard Operating Procedure, 303 mobile phone kill switch policy would endanger public if disclosed. That's right, where the government takes over all your cell phones, all your TVs, all radio, and broadcast brainwashing. The internet kill switch, which I think was Nightline attacked me about 5 years ago and said I was insane for talking about. A federal appeals court is asking the Obama administration, see, they think you're dumb when they talk down to you like that. There's no Asia-Pacific partnership. It doesn't exist. There's no NSA. Fluoride's good for you. Now take it. Take the shots. We love you. Sorry. A federal appeals court is asking the Obama administration to explain why the government should be allowed to keep secret its plan to shutter mobile phone service during critical emergencies, close quote. The Department of Homeland Security, that means globalist foreign takeover every agency, that's what it really is. The occupational government takeover, Vichy-French collaborator system, oh, I'm sorry. The Department of Homeland, I mean, literally, that's what it is. The Department of Homeland Security came up with the plan, known as Standing Operation Procedure 303, after cellular phones were used to detonate explosives targeting a London public transportation system. That's why the kill switch was put in, of course, to stop the MI6 terrorist. SOP 303 is a powerful tool in the digital age, and it spells out a unified voluntary process for the overly shutdown and restoration of wireless service during critical emergencies, such as a threat of radio-activated improvised explosive devices. That's why all the new phones, whether they're Droid or Apple, come out with kill switches the police can hit during demonstrations. No, it's about managing everything with Trojan horses in everything. The U.S. Court of Appeals, and by the way, the danger of hackers taking this over as an outside threat is much bigger than, quote, terrorist. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit in February sided with the government and ruled the policy did not need to be disclosed under FOIA from the Electronic Privacy Information Center. But now another court's looking at it. Now that dovetails with this little jewel out of the Washington Post. Scattered power outages reported across D.C. D.C. utilities and Homeland Security officials, not servants, are investigating a power surge that temporarily knocked out power to the White House and parts of downtown Washington and other nearby areas. Boy, I wish it was powered stay off longer. The D.C. Homeland Security officials, instead they're turning off our power, are jacking up our prices, said an explosion at the Southern Maryland electrical facility is believed to have caused the power surge that temporarily knocked out power to the White House. The explosion at the facility run by SEM Co., a customer-owned electric system that serves parts of the District of Criminals. And it just goes on from there. Look at this, though. Man serving 17 days in jail for overgrown lawn. And then we have another clip we played yesterday where the police chief or the head of the Fraternal Order of Police says, you know what, if you criticize somebody on Facebook, we're going to arrest you. There's no such thing as petty crimes. Free speech is a crime. But the problem is overgrown government, not overgrown lawns. Kit Daniels has that report. So throw the book at people for bureaucratic stuff, but don't bring an illegal alien in for drunk driving, as they admit they do, or don't let foreign bankers get in trouble when they steal trillions of dollars. That's just how the cookie crumbles on that front. And don't ask that the Asian-Pacific Partnership be made public so the American people can know what's being voted on. Just have Congress sign away fast track to the president so he can decide. Sounds like a free society, doesn't it? Army says diversity training, this is USA Today, Army says diversity training sent wrong signal. Army officials are investigating a diversity training briefing at Fort Gordon in Georgia, which a slide about white privilege was inappropriately shown to soldiers. Yeah, that's just for the school kids. They don't want the soldiers infighting with each other, so they know they don't want that, because you might have to actually be unified in war. But if you want to screw the country up, obsess over race all day and just bring up random, you know, race stuff like Starbucks does. The Equal Opportunity Briefing took place Thursday for about 400 soldiers, the 67th Signal Battalion, and then it just goes into how this would cause infighting and destabilize things so the Army doesn't want it. Well, I guess you don't want arsenic in the poultry either. What, are you a racist? FDA to withdraw approval for arsenic-based drug used in poultry. Okay, I'm wound up today. I'm actually doing my job. I'm going to come back and hit about 100 articles. Ready for that? I'm hitting 100 articles straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
500-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Unleash me! I'm ready to ride the lightning. Crank it up. It's from the album Ride the Lightning. The song is For Whom the Bell Tolls. Time marches on. You can hear that amazing Dave Mustaine influence in every chord. And the tyranny marches on, and we march straight into it.
Biggest fight on the hill in the early day. Duck and kill the Messiah.
I like this live rendition.
Shotgun on the road through the endless grave.
How they fight.
How they fight for the right.
Yes, but who's to say?
For a kill, but we'll kill what they do not know. Seven wounds is a fright. Men of five still alive.
Gotta save from the pain that they surely know. Time marches on!
Time marches on!
Sing it!
That's right!
It's hard to turn that off, but you gotta kill it. Rand Paul, you wanna see how far the info war has come, ladies and gentlemen? And how much we influence people, that you influence people. I was the first person I know of about 16, 17 years ago to start saying, put tape over your webcams. And we popularized it. Now you can go in businesses everywhere and see it. I was in a hotel in California and looked over and they had the cameras covered up with tape. People know. And something simple like that. In fact, I've said a symbol of liberty could be covering up the webcam. They're now selling. For people that donate on the Rand Paul website, don't drone me, bro. Because, see, they're going to go really popular with actually libertarians that aren't pro-war. I mean, he could really win, folks. Bridge the gap. That's why they're going to hit him with the racism charges, because it's the opposite. And they've got a little blocker, a little NSA blocker, where it's a little plastic piece that slides over and then slides back like a camera lens. For when you want to use the camera. Yeah, there used to always be lenses on things. There used to always be something to cover it up. And it says, Rand, we ought to rip this off because they're ripping us off, which is a loving thing to do. I mean, the greatest form of flattery is imitation. We should find out who's making this for them and come up with our own. Because it was always just a Band-Aid for us. We were the progenitors of this, gave birth to this, the granddaddies of this, so now we can come back home and maybe we can get these so inexpensive, maybe throw them in free with orders or something. But that's really smart of them, what they're doing. And they're going the trendy route. Trendies love socks. They've got Rand blue trendy socks. And they've got Rand Paul headphones. And Rand Paul car mats. Oh, this is really cute. Rand Paul flip-flops. Okay, I'm liking it. Rand on a stick, set of 12. And again, folks, they're demonizing him because he's pro-gun, pro-sovereignty. And, you know, he was reasonable about legalizing legals who do the proper steps, not for total amnesty. So they misrepresented that to make it sound, again, he has the right wing and left wing attacking him for a reason. Because I know Rand Paul, and the White House makes a big deal out of this, and is even running TV ads now about his association with us. And if Rand Paul's smart, he'll just say, I do support the radical libertarians. You know, the radical folks that helped found this country, not the radical socialists and warmongers. And I'm not ashamed of, you know, I'm doing your show on Fox News. What are you going to make a big deal out of that? A lot of bull on here. But if he goes with the Republican wonks that he's got in his inner circle that just want the next political job and the next one and the next one, that's all coming to an end or this country's going to collapse. All the House of Cards bull about how it's cute to get things done and kill the old people or blah, 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 just isn't going to fly anymore. People are sick of it. All right, I said I'd cover a plethora of articles. That's one, just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Look at this one. World-renowned pianist censored in Toronto for questioning Ukrainian government. Man, I tell you, the Canada basically told me, and George Norrie wants me to come up there and speak. I think I'll do it as a test at the end of the summer. But they told me, basically, don't you ever come back here. And the only reason I was able to get in and was held for 15, 16 hours was because the media heard about it and made a big deal out of it. But top pianist has been replaced by the Toronto Symphony Orchestra and accused of engaging in public incitement of hatred after she posted political opinions critical of the Ukrainian government conduct in the country's civil war. I mean, if you point out that most of the leadership are a bunch of Nazis, you get canned. Canada is now a great tyranny. Truly sickening. And again, I'm not on the Russian side or on the George Soros side, but George Soros started it. NATO started it. And it is a mess, ladies and gentlemen. It is a mess. We do have a bunch of clips of Obama. I said I'd get to these if you're a radio listener. Infowars.com/show. But the video is posted on Infowars.com. Here is Obama speaking to a group of school children today. And it wasn't flies accompanying the dragon, but a swarm of bees. And the children scream in fear and run. What an image. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Can you see it? Oh, no, it's a bee. That's okay, guys. Bees are good. They won't land on you.
Now, see, Obama's from the younger generation. Not under the total brainwashing that bees are all going to get you. These are the new children who aren't allowed to run. You have to eat your wife's prison food. Okay, who aren't allowed to play dodgeball. I mean, nationwide, they're banning running. This is the new jellyfish.
You guys are wild things.
You know, shot up full of so many injections, they probably can't even talk.
Now stop.
I mean, you want a jellyfish full of fear, you can scare her.
Off to bed. We'll have their supper. And Max, the king of all the wild things.
Yeah, let him finish his PR front. While he runs a murder op on you and your family. And screws your whole future over. Yeah, don't be afraid of the bees. Monsanto is going to take care of those for you, kids. And don't worry, I'm going to bust a you-know-what in you with these vaccines. And I'm going to rob your future bank accounts. So you just get ready for that, kids. Okay, let's go through the other articles now. Secret recording leads to dropping sexual assault charges against Uber driver, CBS News. Turned out he didn't do any of it. Tell you, man, this new feminist teaching that all men are just rapists, period, has women massive increases in fake rape reports because it's just the thing to do. I mean, all men are rapists, so they deserve to be called a rapist immediately, and that's just what needs to be done. We have one more Obama clip. This is him at the prayer breakfast. This clip's up on Infowars.com. Obama criticizes Christians at Easter breakfast prayer. President randomly calls out less than loving expressions by Christians. Yeah, he didn't have time to talk about the hundreds of thousands of Christians killed in the last year by radical Islamists or how he was funding them. It was just, there's some mean Christians that want to bake some cakes that quote the Bible, and we've all got to just shake in fear and give it a bunch of attention and act like we're all being abused and maybe have some liberals burn some more fake crosses and swastikas, to get everybody fighting with each other. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
On Easter, I do reflect on the fact that as a Christian, I am supposed to love. And I have to say that sometimes when I listen to less than loving expressions by Christians, I get concerned.
That's right. Let's criticize Christianity on Easter, you piece of crap.
Best topic for another day.
Just so sick of that slime ball, man. I tell you, what a piece of garbage. Funding the Muslim Brotherhood to kill over 20,000 Christians on record in Egypt in the last 3 years. Crucifying them upside down. That's what he liked to do to you and your family. I'm serious. This guy is a usurper who hates you and your family, period. I mean, I cannot express to you that that's not rhetoric. This is a monstrous expression of evil. Ugh. And you know what? You don't pay your fake income taxes, they're going to take your house and everything you got. Oh, but if you're illegals, again, who they're just using, illegal immigrant children surge across border at highest rates since last summer's peak. And there's a video on InfoWars of the feds loading them on planes in Latin America to pay to fly them here. And again, it's all just to break the country up. Border Patrol, unsuspected truck drivers finding immigrants on board. Action 24 News. Poll, yes, more aggressive deportations. No to welfare, citizenship for kids of illegals. No. Who cares what the polls want? TSA is being criticized because they actually stopped some illegals from flying without IDs, and they've apologized and promised to let them fly without IDs, which we've gotten on video. So, again, you're above the law when you're an illegal. That's from The Intercept. Brian Williams running around now with new lies about brain tumors or whatever. They're saying he may never come back. Just other examples. I mean, this guy's nothing compared to the other liars. Brian Williams is an angel compared to them. And I'm not defending Brian Williams. Okay, let's get to the really important stacks of news now. I'm just moving across the board here. New York Times, we told you this was coming. Wasn't hard to tell you that. Just pointing out, we told you last week that they'd call for autonomous aircraft and no more pilots. The pilot would be ceremonial, like a butler, and would basically shake your hands and hang out with you. So imagine a world without humans would be in a world without crime, a world without humans making decisions. Imagine what idea, what precept they're putting out here. It's the globalist takeover. I told you 15 years ago or more, they would then say that you have to pay higher insurance to drive your own car. And then after that, they'll just ban them outright. And that's in the news today. I'm about to get to that. Toyota and BMW are leading it. And sure, it sounds good. Hey, you don't see a car slamming on its brakes? The car will do it for you. Again, building a world without humans. And then next, they tax you by the mile. And next, they take control. And next, they can kill you whenever they want and say the robot malfunction. Mounting evidence that the co-pilot crashed a German wings plane into French mountains. You know, it's not, hey, don't let people take Prozac or one of those drugs and fly planes or do anything else. No, 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 no. Just humans can't fly now. And by the way, the planes already fly themselves. That's why a lot of pilots say there's so many accidents is because when the malfunctions happen, you're screwed. Mounting evidence that the co-pilot crashed a German wings plane into the French mountain has prompted a global debate about how to better screen crew members for mental illness and how to ensure that no one is left alone in the cockpit. Yes, he can't trust anybody. But among many aviation experts, the discussion has taken a different turn. How many human pilots, some wonder, are really necessary aboard commercial planes? One or none? And it goes into advances in artificial intelligence. They already have the autonomous plane. Well, what if somebody hacks it? Then there's an emergency overdrive and a human there who doesn't know how to fly anymore because that skill's been taken. What happens when the GPS goes out? What happens when they lose connection? That's why you'll have the toilet attendant there. That's what they'll do. They'll hand you, you know, kind of like at a fancy hotel bathroom. They're there to give you perfume on your hands or whatever. Let's move on to the next article. BMW's new sensors do the braking for you, Bloomberg Business. In the new episode of Spark, the German car manufacturer wants to cut down on accidents caused by human error. That's right. We'll save you. We'll fix you. New Chevys. I was driving a rent car. Like have sensors when you get near the line. They go bzz, bzz, bzz. It just happens constantly. It's just hellish. Mathematical radar may improve car and drone vision. Cars to have them to take control. MIT technology. Yes, and of course it radiates you. NASA-funded program will use spider robots to build a home for mankind in space. Yeah, except there's not a plan to build one for the general public. More scientists doubt salt is as bad for you as the government says. How many scientists have we had on saying The problem isn't salt. It's artificial salts, artificial fats. If you don't have good fats, you're going to die of brain damage. Your arteries are going to disintegrate. It's what your body's made out of. There's a reason, you know, other animals, things like wolves, go right for the fat first. But again, Michelle just says you're not going to have any fat. You're going to eat rotten GMO. 4 years, the federal government has advised Americans that they're eating too much salt. And this is the excuse contributes yearly to the deaths of tens of thousands of people. But unknown to many shoppers, urged to buy foods that are low sodium and low salt, the longstanding warning has come under assault by scientists who say the typical American salt consumption is without risk. Don't tell Bloomberg that. They don't want to stop you having aspartame or MSG or arsenic in the turkey that was in the news today. That's not a problem. The problem is fat, period, and salt. Because if you don't have fat and salt, you're going to be a gibbering idiot with a low IQ. Let me tell you who's smart. You see these workers, the illegals, coming in from working at the highways or whatever, sweat all over them? And what do? They go in and they get little flavored salt packets, not MSG, and they sit there and they eat them with a tea or a beer. And then they get happy because that's normal. You go in and you work as a laborer. That's what people used to work as laborers here, the Southern diet, all the salt and the fat. You come in, you put salt all over everything because you've been sweating all day outside. Why do you think Mexican chips have salt all over them? That's a diet for laborers. So, yeah, if you don't exercise, you don't eat a bunch of salt. If you're exercising, you don't get salt, you're going to have all sorts of cramps and problems. But don't worry, they got prescription drugs for your Charlie horses. They're not going to tell you to eat a banana. They're not going to tell you to eat some salt. They're not going to tell you to line your beer with salt. They're going to tell you that you need to go take some medication. I'm going to go to break and come back and hit another 15, 20 articles. I haven't even gotten to the big Kahuna articles, but I'm going to hit those when we come back. I may even do overdrive just to finish all these stories I said I would. I think I've covered about 80, 90 or more, about 100 articles so far today or more. I think this is a grand slam today. That's my goal, to cover more news. Kind of need a program director around here telling me to get in line, but I guess I am the program director. So that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. By the way, Childies is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 22, 1, 22, 23. 24 organic concentrated known ingredients that calm people down but give them energy at the same time and give you focus and clarity, the whole nine yards, and double-blind studies, you've all heard them. Just one of the ingredients in here has a better effect than all the crap they try to put kids on. You can find out more about Child Ease. It's just a leading national best-selling formula souped up a bit for us at a very low price, $19.95, 4 ounces. That is a whole bunch of dosages. And I've been giving it to my children for 3 months, just finally came in officially for us with amazing results. 1/8 of a teaspoon for 1 to 5, 2 to 3 times daily. 1/4 of a teaspoon, 2 to 3 times if they're older than that. And it's powerful, Child Ease, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Try it out with your children. See what it does. InfoWarsLife.com. Consult your physician if you're scared of natural things, or 888-253-3139. It will sell out. It's an introductory batch we got. Tell us what you think at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Well, Rand Paul's presidential announcement has been censored. We were looking for it on YouTube as well. I had to go to his website to find it, or they had to put it up there themselves. It was censored by YouTube. Because he's the guy you want to vote against, obviously, because the whole system's attacking him at every level, and they're scared to death of him. So he wants to audit the private Federal Reserve, repeal anti-gun laws. Just a horrible person. YouTube's copyright system has taken Rand Paul's presidential announcement offline. Washington Post. It didn't matter. Rick Perry's videos with Back in Black are still up, and Obama can use any music he wants without copyright. Some of the music, Freedom of 76, I bet they didn't even complain. It was a bot, has pulled the video. If you're looking for Rand Paul's presidential announcement on YouTube, bad news. As of writing, the video has been blocked by the video streaming site thanks to a copyright claim from Warner Music Group, as Vox Andrew prop cop spotted. Why did Rand Paul quote liberally from Waka Flocka Flame in his announcement? Did he hum Ween's Freedom of 76 while praising the virtues of freedom? No, the answer is almost certainly something else. Then it just goes on from there. So that's how the system works. Don't think it's an accident at all. Here's an idiotic headline out of the LA Times. Intent of Russia's military aircraft near U.S. shores remains unclear, and the Pentagon won't say. Well, they're drilling to launch cruise missiles at the U.S. and have a nuclear war. That's what Russia's been saying. Oh, gee, what's this for? We don't know. We don't know nothing. And if we check it out, we're conspiracy theorists. If we can say 2 + 2 = 4, we're racist, too. Because thought is now a crime in this empire of BS. Man, I'm sick of these totalitarians and the jelly-like public just groveling to be gang-raped by every criminal organization on the planet. Let's get to the other news I haven't had yet. Sorry. British government warns superbug epidemic could wipe out 80,000, RT. And by the time they're warning you of this, 80,000 a year there alone, already superbugs are already wiping people out. Minnesota finds lethal bird flu in 2 more turkey flocks. Reuters. Fleas test positive for black plague. I added the word black. It's politically incorrect to say the black plague. Nothing to do with black people. It creates black pustules. But just, you know, don't call it that, ladies and gentlemen. Just it's racist. Just suspect we're not even going to talk about the bubonic plague or black plague. Just racist, racist, racist. Brown bags are racist. Conchino County officials are taking precautions after finding fleas. Well, fleas are black. Oop, racist. Collecting in a Pitcher Canyon Northeast by Flagstaff, tested positive for the plague. Well, there you go. Sure, it's racism that caused it. Fukushima radiation. I meant to spend an hour on this, and I will tomorrow. We're going to get some guests on and really cover this, because now it's in mainstream news. Statesman Journal. Fukushima radiation has reached North American shores. Seaborne radiation from Japan's Fukushima nuclear disaster has reached North America, including plutonium, which has a multi-billion-year half-life, so you might worry about that a little bit. Scientists at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute detected small amounts of cesium-134 and cesium-137 in a sample of seawater taken in February, and then just they're telling you about it now, from a dock on Vancouver Island, British Columbia. This is the first time radioactivity from March 2011. Triple meltdown has been identified on the West Coast shores. That's not true. They found it in tuna, AP. They found it in milk in Wisconsin and in Vermont from the air. So I don't know what they're saying. Woods Hole chemical oceanographer Ken Bushlisher emphasized that the radiation is very low level that aren't expected to harm human health or the environment. For the nightly news tonight, I want you to pull all the mainstream news about seals dying from radiation in Alaska, the articles with the tuna caught off San Diego with three times the level. That was like 2 years ago. This is pure bull. All right, we're out of time. I didn't get to everything. I got to most of it, though. I got to quite a bit of it, though. And I'll see you back, Lord willing. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, tell your friends and family about this broadcast. The system doesn't like it. Nightly news tonight, be there, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we will sell out of the new Chaldees. It's an incredible formula. InfoWarsLife.com. Support us.
Nation's Radio Network.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.